another edition of the Hard Hits, NFL Hard Hits on the Everything on Script podcast. I'm your host, Eric. I'm with Steve and Quinn with my two co-hosts. How are you guys?
Good. I'm good.
This should be a fun episode. Talking about week 7 and then giving our picks for week 8. We're almost halfway there, boys. Halfway through the season. Well, we'll talk about like the surprises and whatnot. The trade deadline should be it's next week, right? Kind of
next week, November 2nd at 4 p.m.
Okay, so we'll talk about potential trades, maybe especially for the Eagles. I know there's a lot of rumors out there, but
Eagles are
before we get
one
started.
Trade, so.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh yeah, that happened after. No, that happened 2 weeks ago. But,
happened.
And he played
this
well,
this
too.
This week, too. Now he made another trade this week, too.
When was your trade?
Well, go ahead. Yeah, go do your plus one. I'll get into it.
Okay. Before we get started, we'll give plugs. Listen to us every Tuesday or Wednesday for the NFL Hard Hit. Me, Quinn, and Stevie. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time, every Friday night at 2:30 p.m. for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. This Friday night, we'll be doing WCW Halloween Havoc 1991, the Chambers of Horrors, with one of the matches. Oh, boy, that should be fun. Every Saturday night at either 6 or 7 for the Unscripted Unlimited show with Daniel, myself, and Doug. Talk about our nerd show, and this week we'll be talking about Big Brother tier list, the house guest tier list, and then Sunday, Halloween night, Halloween, our scary cat, Mindy and Daniel will be doing the Friday the 13th trilogy with Jarvis, forgot his name, Jarvis, yeah. And then listen to Boss Man, Smart, and myself every Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern Time. The Thirsty Dudes. And then every Saturday, listen to Boss Man for the Halloween Hangout at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What was trade, Dennis?
Yeah, so the Eagles traded away Joe Flacco back to the New York Jets for a conditional sixth-round pick that can turn into a fifth, depending on playing time because of the injury to Zach Wilson.
Wow. So is Joe Flacco going to start for them?
Is
that why they traded?
That's why I guess they traded, yeah. Zach Wilson should be out for is listed to be out from 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow. Then who's our back? So Minshew becomes our backup now.
Right.
And who's our third string?
Well, Minshew was our third string, so.
So we don't have a third quarterback.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Oh wow.
Yep.
Damn. So if something happened to Jalen Hurts, we're going to have to sign somebody off the street.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. This is interesting. Now Minshew is the backup. So if Hurts continues to not play great, is it going to be Minshew time? Huh. But speaking of the Eagles, let's get right into the Eagles game first. What do you want to say about that, Clint? I mean, I didn't see the game, so you and Stevie can talk about what you thought.
Well, if I say that Eagles game, they came out, they looked good the first drive, and they ran the ball. And then afterwards, they scored an opening drive and then went all downhill. It gave up nearly 30 unanswered points. Defense plays horrible.
As usual.
Still pass accuracy. I think it's time for Nick Sirianni to go. He needs to be fired. I'd rather have an intern head coach.
Yeah,
Sirianni
is not getting fired. But he should.
I Roseman ready to go. And knowing that the Eagles just probably have two picks in the top ten, in the draft, meaning, and someone told me they'll find a way to mess that up too.
Yeah, it probably will. And with the Colts playing well right now, that one's probably going to be in the mid-teens now. The way the Colts are playing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing solid football right now. They beat
the
49ers team, but you think?
The Colts will miss the wild, I believe.
Yeah. But what were your thoughts on the Eagles game, Stevie? From an outside perspective.
Just another embarrassing effort from the Eagles team. A game where Philadelphia was believed to have a chance against Vegas without Darren Waller suiting up. So it's like they put no effort in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they scored first. And when I saw that, I said, oh, maybe they have a chance today. But
yeah.
Then they allowed 30 unanswered points. But yeah, what else? What game do you want to talk about next, Stevie? I'll let you choose.
Let's talk about the Bears and Buccaneers game.
Okay. The Buccaneers time. Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, the fans in Chicago are excited about Justin Fields, at least for, like, right now.
Yeah.
At least until the regime is overhauled, because Chicago's not played so well in this game because the Buccaneers, like, blew them out 38-3.
Yeah. That's another team that's depleted. Huh.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts on that, Clint? Another team that needs fire a coach.
Matt Nagy did test positive this week for COVID. So right now Bears are on the high. Yeah. Well, it looks like right now the whole Bears franchise is on their high COVID protocols, being tested every day, got to wear a mask throughout the whole building, during practices, whatever.
Wow. We have our first forfeit?
No, I mean, they're not forfeit. I mean, the coach is test positive, yes. Matt Nagy is vaccinated, too, so. He is vaccinated, so it's not like us all. It's not due because he wasn't vaccinated.
Oh, wow. The coach wasn't vaccinated? He wasn't vaccinated? Wow.
He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, he was.
Oh, yes,
okay. Yes, but he did test positive, and the Bears are under, like, heavy protocols. But the whole Justin Fields thing, yeah, I believe it's time for Matt Nagy to go. I think it was time for Matt Nagy to go after the wild card, the 2018 playoffs.
that was against us, right?
Game. Yeah. The double joint game.
Yeah.
He should have been
unfortunately,
fired.
Yeah.
They thought they were getting another Doug Peterson like we did, but it wasn't meant to be.
I think Doug Peterson will thrive in Chicago.
Yeah, I could see that. I could actually see him being good in in that team.
See what the Bears is. The Bears need an offensive coach. They have a great defense. It's the offenses I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And that's what people are starting to don't see.
Exactly. Clemens, what game do you want to talk about? I'll let you pick next. We'll go around.
How about we go to, I think, the team that had, had the rookie of the year right now, and Jamar Chase, the Bengals, whopping up on the Ravens.
I picked the Bengals last week. I think I was the only one. I'm not the only one, but you two picked the Ravens, right?
Yeah. But, hey. And Jamar
I can't believe I got my upset.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Over 200 yards receiving with a touchdown.
And I got kind of criticized for drafting him in the draft as early as I did. But yeah, I'm glad I did.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the top fans. He's a quarter wide receiver this year. Look at that one.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow.
He's a top 10 quarterback in fantasy, too. What are your thoughts, Steven, on the Bengals? 5-2 start. Are they the most surprising team in the NFL right now?
Everything the Bengals needed to do to defeat the Ravens on the road, they did. They battled through a slow start offensively to buy time before they could explode. And then they went like nuclear on the defense. So
they exposed the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, they embarrassed them. They just embarrassed them.
Yeah. They went into Pittsburgh and Baltimore this year and embarrassed both Pittsburgh and Baltimore, the two teams that owned the division for the last 20 years, for the last 15 years. For the last 15 years, it's been the Ravens and Steelers fighting it out. And Cincinnati this year went into Heinz Field and went to the Ravens Stadium and beat both of them handily. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the season? I surely wouldn't. I didn't see that coming. I thought this was a growing season for the Bengals. But right now, they're probably the favorites to win that division.
Well, if the playoffs start today, the Bengals will have home field advantage.
Wow. Wait, they have this second best record?
This is the best record in the AFC. They are slated to be the number one seed in the AFC.
Ahead of the Bills?
Yes.
Wow. How is that, Bengal fan? Soak that in. I mean, 5 weeks from now, we could be talking a different story, but as of right now, the Bengals are the best team in the AFC along with the Bills. Wow, who would have thought that? I don't think any of us thought the Bengals would be close to a playoffs. But it's still early. It's only week 8. It's only week 8 coming up, so we'll see. But right now, they are the most surprising team in the NFL, in my opinion. You think they are? I can't think of anybody else. Maybe the Cardinals, in a way. But
maybe.
But yeah.
The Cardinals are red hot right now, so.
Yeah. It's Joe Burrow in that MVP conversation.
I'll say Jamar Chase is more MVP conversation than I'll say Joe Burrow. I mean, the Bengals to me have a defense as a reliable, and Joe Burrow is playing all I like to call is mistake-free football. I mean, the defense will hold in there. and Joe Burrow just don't mess it up.
Exactly.
If you look at if you compare that to like Kansas City is tied. Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence is tied for the most turnovers in the NFL right now.
Wow. And speaking of the Chiefs, let's talk about that next game. That's a game I picked. What the hell is going on in Kansas City right now?
Chiefs got no defense. That's why
I'm Patrick Mahomes is playing like an average quarterback.
I mean, the Chiefs were shut out in the first half. This is the lowest points in the Patrick Mahomes era they ever played. Put up.
Yeah. They cost me money because I had the total over 48 and a half. Damn. I thought this was going to be a shootout. Even if they lost, I thought it was going to be like 31-23 type game. Jeez. They had nothing. They couldn't find anything. Against that Titans defense? Damn. What are your thoughts, Stevie, on the Chiefs?
People are saying it's the almighty hangover.
Chiefs.
Yeah, people are saying it's the Super Bowl hangover. Nothing went right for the Chiefs on Sunday. Mahomes threw for just 41 yards in the first half, while the Titans jumped to like a 27-0 lead. I mean, it's the Super Bowl hangover for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl hangover jinx. It happened to the Falcons. It happened to the Eagles in a way. It happened. Did it happen to San Francisco?
Yeah,
it did. But it's a Super Bowl hangover. It always happens. And unfortunately, I think it's a Super Bowl hangover. Super Bowl runner-up jinx is why I think it is.
They'll bounce back eventually. I mean,
yeah. I think that it's not how you the Chiefs are still going to play good. I think they just need to get their – I think they'll get it together by the end of the season. And remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish in sport.
Yeah.
And you never know. They could get hot. They get hot at the right time. You never know. Right now, it doesn't look good. So, with that said, Stevie, you want to pick the next game?
Let's talk about the, the 49ers and Colts game.
Okay, yeah. That game was actually pretty good in the second half.
It was like it's ugly at times for the Colts to figure out a way to move the ball. They moved it fairly well against the 49ers. So
exactly.
I guess they're going through like a rough start right now, basically.
They have a lot of injuries too.
Yeah.
Their rookie quarterback is injured. Their best receiver is injured. And George Kittle, who can't stay healthy, is saving his life right now. San Francisco is just in disarray. What are your thoughts on this game? I know you probably have some stuff to say.
Well, let's put it this way. This is more of a defensive win for the Colts than anything else. I think it took a while for Carson Wentz to get used to his new body, I think it was going to take a while. Carson Wentz didn't play the preseasons. He was injured in the preseason, surgery, coming off of surgery. You're not going to expect him to look like the Carson Wentz under Frank Wright of old. And it's going to take time for him to get messed up. Here's the thing. The Colts moved the ball through the air 97 yards off of penalties, off of pass interference.
Exactly.
They got in the red zone 97 yards off of pass interference calls. Carson turned the ball over twice. One pick, it lost a fumble. But Carson is also playing smart. I mean, you give Carson a run game and Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., Jack Doyle, Mo Ali Cox. Great. These are weapons that Carson Wentz didn't have in Philadelphia. The coach is not afraid to run the ball. It's not going to leave Carson Wentz out there to die.
Yeah. And he's gotten better every week, despite what people might want to say about him. He's gotten better every week, I think. I think you see it in his mobility. I mean, he ran the ball for a couple times in that game, which was impressive. He's back to his old self, but damn, he really looked good. He's not the whole reason they won, but he's not the reason they would have lost. I mean,
me, I think it was more of the Colts defense. I think the Colts defense coming together. If anything else, it's making it a joy to watch.
Absolutely. What were your thoughts on that, Stevie? What did you say?
The 49ers?
Yeah.
San Francisco's defense is, like, incredibly well. The Niners moved, like, right down the field for a touchdown and then forced a fumble at Indy's first drive. It was all downhill from there, and Garoppolo was not getting it done under center. So eventually you're going to have to, like, turn to Trey Lance to, help him out, so... I think this is Garoppolo's last year in San Francisco. So.
Oh yeah. I think so too. But what game do you want to do next, Glenn?
Man, it's mainly all the games. I have nothing else
to
talk about.
I'll choose one more. The Rams and Lions, the return of Jared Goff to L.A. I mean, he played all right for coming back, didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he played all right. Do you think he played all right, Stevie?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he played well. I mean, I didn't see any errors. So.
Okay, with that said, no more. You have any more thoughts on week 7, guys? Before we move on to our MVP of the week, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's your MVP of the week, Glennis?
I'm going with Jamar Chase.
That's a good pick. How about you, Stevie?
I would say Joe Burrow. I mean, he played a great game against Baltimore. He's definitely my MVP this week.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. He had a rushing touchdown and a pass for a touchdown. He didn't have a rushing here, according to ESPN. He had 29 carries for 86 yards. So I still have him as my MVP. He ran the ball efficiently. But yeah. My team of the week has to be the Tennessee Titans. Manhandling two-time AFC defending champion. And they beat the Bills earlier that week, last Monday. So Titans are my team of the week. How about you, Clarence?
I'm going to go, if I had to, I'm going to pick the Bengals. Bengals are my team of the week.
Good pick. How about you, Stevie?
I would say, yeah. I mean, same answer, the Bengals.
I will do say this about the Bengals, and I'll say about the Browns. Two teams that are like the jokes in the NFL, like I think 5-7 years ago, are really starting to prove each other wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Both teams used to be made fun of, and now you can't even make fun of them. The Chiefs are in this, I wouldn't say they're in disarray, but right now they're not looking good. So, we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks with these teams. It should be interesting. We'll start with, we forgot the Devontae Adams news. Regarding this week's game, Devontae Adams tested positive for COVID. His status is still unknown, right? He has to test negative two times before being able to play, right?
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing about this, but yeah, okay.
Oh, you didn't know about Devontae Adams?
No, I did not know about Devontae Adams.
Oh, do you know, Stevie?
I didn't know either. I mean, he did play in the game, though, so.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I did not know he had COVID, so.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers discusses Devontae's absence. Wide receiver Alan Lonzo on COVID-19 list out for Thursday. Devontae Adams, Thursday. There's no initial loss of wide receiver Devontae Adams. Adams was placed on the Packers reserve COVID-19 list on Monday. Protocols require that he test negative twice in 24 hours apart and be in him in 48 hours in order to be eligible to play against the 7-0 Cardinals in Arizona on Thursday night. Yeah. So as of right now, the Packers don't have their second best receiver. No. Their other receiver in Alan Lanz. How do you say his name?
Adams.
And then Adams is still quick. Yeah. Devontae Adams, and then what's the other receiver? I forgot.
Lane Dickerson?
Yeah, there's another. Huh? There's another receiver that is out. That's definitely out on Thursday. for the Packers. So, yeah, let's turn that into a potential great matchup. Could turn out to be one-sided, possibly. Aaron Rodgers might not have his two of his three best receivers come Thursday. Cobb could become the number one receiver. But with that said, Packers and Cardinals on Thursday night should still be a good game because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. I got the Cardinals in this one, despite even if Adams did play, I still have the Cardinals. Because I think it's going to be a statement game. What do you think, guys?
I'll take the Cardinals because I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah. What's next game? Eagles and
Eagles
and then yeah, Eagles and Lions. I got the Lions.
I would say Detroit has not shown anything on both sides of the ball, so I'm going to have to go with Philadelphia.
Yeah, but what does Philadelphia always show you on both sides of the ball? The only quarters that Philadelphia plays for is in the first drive of the first quarter and at fourth and make a comeback victories. I'm going to have to go with the Lions. It pains me to say, but I think Philadelphia is done. It's over. Put a fork in it. They're done. Clean house.
So the two Eagle fans have the Eagle Lions and Stevie at the Eagles. Falcons and Panthers. I got the Panthers here. I mean, both teams are bad.
Well, I'll go Carolina.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Panthers, to tell you the truth. I'm not the Panthers. I mean, the Falcons. I'm not. I think Carolina is a one and done. They're over. I said, you know, my boy, P.J. Walker, you can't save that team right now.
There's rumors of them in the Watson trade rumor mill. So, are they giving up on Sam Darnold already?
Well, he was benched. Yeah, see, Darnold was benched in the Giants game. He benched him for P.J. Walker.
Oh, wow. And P.J. Walker didn't play well. Obviously, because they only scored 3 points. Damn, Sam Darnold got benched. Wow.
I think
the Falcons and Bills.
Team.
So you got the Falcons?
Yep.
Dolphins and Bills. Bills are coming off a bye week. They should be fresh and rejuvenated after that heartbreaking loss to the Titans last Monday night. I got the Bills here. I think they're motivated and want to put that foot on that AFC East.
I got the Buffalo Bills winning too, so.
Yeah, make that a clean sweep because I'm going Bills Mafia all the way.
Yep, this is a rematch from week two, I believe. This is their second game, right? Yeah. Is it their second? Bills shut them out in week two, 35-0. So, did we see another shutout, guys?
Wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. 49ers and Bears, two franchises, tradition, going in wrong direction. But at least if, but they both have franchise quarterbacks right now. So it's a matter of one team is needs their coach fired, and 49ers are just have too many injuries. I'll take the Bears here.
I'd probably end up going with I'd go with San Francisco.
San Francisco,
but I'm definitely for some odd reason I think because the Bears have a better defense and defense will win games, I'll take the Bears.
Steelers and Browns. If the Browns were healthy, I would take the Browns. I'm taking the Steelers.
I'd probably go with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with Pittsburgh for this one.
Yeah, the Browns are not healthy right now. Titans and Colts. This could change the division race right now. Yeah. I'm going to say the Colts. I think the Titans had two back-to-back big wins. I think this is their letdown. I think the Colts are playing well right now. They're at home. They're going to make this a division race.
I'd probably go with the Titans. Because I don't think the Colts are going to stop Derrick Henry, so.
But you could also say, can the Titans stop Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better than the running backs in my case. I think whoever runs the ball better is going to win the game. And I think I have more faith in Derrick Henry than But here's the problem. I have faith in the Colts defense, but I have more faith in Derrick Henry. That's the thing. I think the Colts have a better defense than the Titans, but I just can't go against Derrick Henry. I'm like 50-50 on this. I just can't pick, but I'm leaning towards the Titans right now. My mind might change.
Bengals and Jets. Starting the season, this could have been the garbage game, but Bengals, 5-2. I'm taking the Bengals.
Well, you have to fool. You have to fool to take the Jets in this game.
I agree with Bengals. It's no burner. I'd pick Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll pick Cincinnati, too.
Another potential blowout, Rams and Texans. I'm taking the Rams. Man, the Rams are having an easy schedule right now. Giants, Lions, and Texans back-to-back week.
I got to go with the Rams.
Yeah. I think the Rams should win this easily.
Yeah. Patriots and Chargers. Taking the Chargers.
I got to go with New England.
Whoa, wait, explain that.
That's bold.
I mean, if you look at it, Mac Jones has been not playing really not that bad lately. I mean, he's been bringing the team back to close games, so I think maybe Mac Jones might have a better game this week. You know what I mean?
I will say this. I do believe New England should have beaten Tampa Bay. If it wasn't for Nick Foles, I believe New England should have beaten Tampa Bay.
Probably. If it wasn't for Nick Foles.
But I'm going to go to pick the Chargers in the game. But you do make some interesting valid points that got me second guessing.
Hey, if Stevie's right on this one, we'll give him credit next week, Stevie. Jags and Seahawks. I said if you're right, we'll give you your rightful praise on next week.
Okay.
Jags and Seahawks. Ooh. Yikes. Ooh. Seahawks.
You know, it's a tough one to call. I would probably go with the Giants because Seattle's not like doing really well right now.
It's the Jaguars, Stevie.
Oh, Jaguars and who are they playing?
Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd probably pick Seattle only because they're playing the Jaguars, so I'd take that. I'd probably pick Seattle.
I'll pick Seattle just because they got better skill players around their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Washington and Denver. I'm going to say Washington.
I'd go Washington.
I'm thinking Denver. I think Denver was embarrassed Thursday night against the Browns. It's sick in my stomach. I think Denver comes out.
Man, that game was boring.
Yes, it was embarrassing.
Buccaneers and Saints. No Drew Brees, but Buccaneers here.
You know what? I'd probably go Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, kind of.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa Bay in this one.
Cowboys and Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I am going to say it now. I'm taking the Vikings. Kirk Cousins owns the Cowboys.
Well,
he owns the NFC.
I got to go with Dallas, and only because they have Ezekiel Elliott, so.
I won't pick Dallas, but not because of Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going with Zach Prescott. Dude.
If this game was in Jerry's, I'll go. Sorry, Clint, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, I'll pick just because of Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott is one of the key MVPs this year. They will blow it, like they always do, but I think the Cowboys will win the East and run away with that division.
I think so.
I think Dallas is due for a loss. Is it their loss? And as I said, Kirk Cousins owns the Cowboys, and he owns the NFC East. He always plays well against the NFC East for some reason. I don't know what it is, but when he was back in Washington, he played well against Dallas too, I believe. At least, but yeah, I think Vikings beat them. Isn't Prescott banged up too? So. We'll see. And the Giants and Chiefs. Finally, Monday Night Football. This is the Chiefs get up game. This is the game that they blow out the Giants and start the turnaround. I think so. I think this is Patrick Mahomes' turnaround game. I think he comes out on Monday Night Football and just puts it to the Giants.
I'll tell you this, if the Chiefs lose this week, Monday night, Chiefs better not hear about no creek on, no Super Bowl, no nothing. Just pack it up and get ready for next year.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'd probably go Kansas City.
Any more thoughts, boys?
No.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We'll give a shout out to Doug. I think he's listening to us. What up, Doug? So with that said, this is kind of myself and Stevie, the hard NFL hard hit. We'll talk to you next week and listen to us on Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. We talk about 1991 Halloween Havoc, the Chambers of Horror on Friday night. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Later.
Later. Later.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da, 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La la da,
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
La, da, da, da,
now
la,
I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high.